Welcome to the November 13th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, VMware announces VMware View 4, Xen gets fault tolerance, and best practices emerge for SAP virtualization. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, VMware this week announced VMware View 4, its new desktop virtualization product. The company will release View 4 on November 19th. The connection broker offers a software version of the PC over IP protocol, which replaces the remote desktop protocol. That technology comes from Teradici, a company that VMware signed a partnership deal with at VMworld 2008. View 4 also supports vSphere 4, VMware's latest server virtualization platform. Although VMware trails Citrix Systems' Xen Desktop in the desktop virtualization market, its server virtualization platforms still provide the infrastructure for most VDI deployments. Many users say they choose VMware's ESX hypervisor because it's already so prevalent in their organizations, and because of its performance and management capabilities, even though Citrix Xen Server and Microsoft Hyper-V are often less expensive. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Fault tolerance is now available for the Xen hypervisor. The latest release from the open source Remus project, version 0.9, provides fault tolerance for VMs running on Xen. Remus is an open source project developed at the University of British Columbia, designed to bring high availability to Xen VMs. And fault tolerance is an advanced disaster recovery feature that is making its way into more and more hypervisors. VMware made it part of this year's vSphere release, and Microsoft is partnering with Marathon Technologies to add it to Hyper-V. And in other news, research firm IDC has some best practices for virtualizing SAP applications. Gary Chen, an IDC research manager, says you should consider the effects of virtualizing on your existing software licenses and support contracts. Going virtual may affect these arrangements and your costs. And after virtualizing, systems monitoring is crucial to help you pinpoint specific application problems. Visit searchsap.com for more information. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.